welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
See, I want you to know whatever mountain is in front of you and in front of me, there are words you and I can speak called the precious word of God that will cause that mountain to be leveled before us. Amen? There's nothing that's too big for God. Say that. There's nothing that's too big for God. But that's to get you to say out of your mouth what the word says. And if we don't say what the word says out of our mouth, we're going to be saying something other than what the word says. And understand this now. The principles and the laws of God are used many times by the enemy. He knows they work. We've talked about that many times before when the Bible says that when he had Jesus in the wilderness, what's the one weapon he pulls out to use against Jesus? He uses the word, but he's unable to quote it properly. Why? Because the Bible says he's a liar and the father of lies. So he has a little bit of the word, a little bit of what he wants to say, and he tries to mesh it up. But you can't fool the Word, who Jesus is the Word, and he became flesh and dwelt among us. And Jesus came right back and said, no, it's written, it's already founded, it's already been done. This is what it says. And that's how you and I have to do when something sounds good to us, but yet it doesn't line up with the Word of God. From the time I was a young man, my father and my mother brought me up in a godly fashion. I have core values. I base everything in life on core values. I know right from wrong from when I was a kid. So I live my life based on the core values that have been established in the Word of God. Now, I'm not saying, well, Pastor, you know, it's easy. You've been doing it your whole life. Now, listen. The Bible talks about when a seed is sown into the ground, the corn. How does the corn show up? There's three stages. It dies. Then what happens? Stalk. Then what? The blade. Then ear. Then the full corn. Say process. Everything in life, there is a process. If you know five people, you know everybody in the world. How can that be? Well, if I know Rusty, all right, and Rusty knows five people, then those people eventually that he knows can know five people. And how many of you see it just multiplies out? You'll know everybody. And eventually, I can know the people that Rusty knows, and the people that Rusty knows will know. You understand that? It's a relationship that's built one step at a time. Jesus had a relationship with the Father. He built it daily. He built it in heaven, and he built it on a daily basis. You and I must learn how to build a relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit. It's a day-by-day process. Don't quit on it if we don't see something happening right away. If you put a seed in the ground, let's say for an ear of corn, don't expect to come out the next day and expect an ear of corn to be growing up. It's going to take what? A process during the time of growth. And then there's always what? A harvest. We've got to wait. Say we got to wait. That's the way the Word of God is. We've got to have patience and wait for the Word of God. The woman with the issue of blood, and the Amplified says it very plainly. And she kept saying. And she kept saying. Now what happens in our natural man is we get tired of saying it and not seeing results. But in Corinthians, it says that we don't go by what we see. We can change the temporary by saying out of our mouth what it is the word says. Listen to me. It always works because it's a law. It's a principle. We've talked about sowing and reaping so many times, we'll never stop talking about. It's a law of the earth. How many of you know that's true? In Genesis, it says, as long as the earth remains, are we still here? When I look into the heavens and see all the stars, and this year I've made it my business to see a shooting star. Everybody in my family has seen a shooting star but me. I get tired, and as soon as I look away, there it is. Once I saw it in a movie, I said, there's a shooting star. It doesn't count. See, you and I can't get tired in the spirit realm, but we've got to stay with it. That's why the Bible says, as your day is, so shall your strength be. But when you and I go beyond today, we're asking for trouble. James says that. Just stay where you are. Take enough for today because that's all that God's given to us. And if we move into tomorrow's about what we're thinking, how we're going to handle something, we zap all the energy from today away and we can't make it through the day. And then we want to quit and give up on God. Jesus took one day at a time, one opportunity at a time. Now listen to me. In that portion of scripture in Mark chapter 5, Jesus could have said, you know what, wait a minute, now one at a time. Listen, lady, I know you touched me, but stay here. I got to go do this thing with Jairus, and then I'll be back, all right? What did he do? He took one thing at a time. He heard Jairus say, if you'll come and lay hands on my daughter, what did he say? She will be made whole. She was at the point of death. When Jesus, now listen, here's a principle. I hope you understand this now. When Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus, what did they say? He's dead. No, he died. There's a difference between dead and died. When he came to Jairus' house, she's dead. No, she died, but she's not dead. And even if things are dead, Jesus can turn them around and give new life to them. But we've got to stop saying things are dead out of our mouth, but instead say they've died, like a seed dies, like you said, Curtis. A seed dies, but unless it dies and goes into the ground, there can't be new life. See, Jesus understands the principles of sowing and reaping. He understands as long as the earth remains, because he made it all. There's nothing that's made that he has not already made, and he holds it together. How does he hold it together? By saying what he says out of his mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I am the church. Where I go, I expect what? Something's going to happen. Have you ever been on a boat or a big ship? Have you ever looked behind it? If the thing is running, what do you see? The results of the wake of the ship. These signs shall follow those that believe. What's the first thing it says in Mark's gospel? Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's going to create a wake. People like to go to wakes. I like to create wakes. Don't be afraid of what God has done and said, because if we say what he says like this woman did, she had heard so much, and it started to boil over, and eventually came out of her mouth. All right, go over to Mark. This is interesting, still in Mark's gospel, 11th chapter, if you don't mind. Look, if you don't mind, at verse 23. Truly I tell you, whatever and whoever says to the mountain. A mountain is an obstacle. The woman with the issue of blood had an obstacle. But what did she do? She followed a principle of the word of God and the law. Who said this? Jesus did. Say. How many of you know what say means? If you love your wife, what should you say? I love you. How many of you have children? I get to see my grandkids, two of them are older, two are younger, every opportunity. Put my arms around them, hey, I love you guys, how you doing? Every opportunity, and I've shared this with you before, Jamie and Paulie, when we talk at the end of our conversations, and they're a little bit older now, love you, Dad. Well, how'd that happen? Because they say what's in their heart. It's easy to say, and that's what the word is made for us to speak it out of our mouth and reproduce. Raise your right hand. There we go. I'm going to swear you in. From this point on, I'll say it out of my mouth. And when my head agrees with what my mouth says, trouble for the devil. I wrote this down. And listen to it quickly. I'm going to go to finish this verse over here. You must set your heart and commit your will. Set your heart. How many of you have ever seen concrete pour? Now they have quick set stuff where you pour it in a matter of minutes. It's hard. Concrete has to set up, and once it sets up, what's in the concrete can't be moved. Am I right? Listen now. You must set your heart, I must set my heart, and commit my will. To what? To the word of God. This may be petty, but call it what you want. I have a bag in the car, and there's trash in it. I don't toss it out the window. I find a receptacle that says trash, or there's a picture of trash on it. Throw it in. But yet I see people driving down the road just tossing their trash out the window. Why do they throw things out the window? They haven't been taught to take that item, but I was taught. See, it's part of what you know and what you believe and what you understand. But you give somebody a ticket. What are you giving me a ticket for? See, we know what's right and wrong, but sometimes we have to be called on it before we say, well, I got to pay, hello, what, money? God's not going to write you and I a ticket. He wants us to get in a relationship with him, a loving, kind relationship where he doesn't have to keep giving us tickets. He doesn't have to keep tapping us on the shoulder like this and say, hey, wake up, you had a bad day, you should have been doing this and that. He loves us unconditionally. He wants us, can I say this? He wants us to grow up spiritually. He He wants us to grow up with the Word of God as our foundation, because if we build on a good foundation, guess what's going to happen? Our life is going to be more stable. We've got to make an irrevocable decision. Say irrevocable. What does that mean? I went to the altar and with my wife and said, I do. Irrevocable decision. Why? Because I made a blood covenant with her, and that covenant stays till death do us part. I established it how? With my mouth. I didn't wave to her. I said with my mouth in front of witnesses. Am I right? When you make a covenant, you establish it with your words. Irrevocable. How? Because I said it. When Jesus spoke about who builds the house, some people build it on a solid foundation, others build it on what? And do they both look the same? They certainly do. But then what comes? The storms of life. How many of you have gone in a storm lately? And depending on what we're built on spiritually, will determine whether or not we'll be able to stand after the storm passes by. I did something once. Let me try it on you. Can I? For whatever time you spend doing something you like the most, let's say a half an hour doing whatever you like the most, take that half hour and give it to the Lord and sit down and read the Word and just meditate. How many of you want to put your right hand up and do that? If your left hand, that's fine. Raise your right hand. You're making a commitment with your right hand. I'm going to give God special time in His Word, speaking the Word, and listening to the Spirit speak to me, equivalent to the thing I like most. I'm trying to benefit you because the Word of God has benefited me and my wife beyond measure. When I say beyond measure, listen. Beyond measure, saying what the Word says. When I was in the most difficult time in my life, I mean, it was the worst. I didn't want to live. I wanted to just die but easier. We're walking through the snow on the street. I hadn't even been plowed yet. And I collapsed on my knees, calling out to God. God, do something or I'm not going to make it. And my wife starts speaking the Word over to me, kneel down in the slush, laying hands on my head, saying what the Word said. She could have said, get up, you. But she knew there was a storm and something was raging, and I couldn't batten down the hatches. So she did what Jesus did to calm the storm. She spoke the Word. Does it work? I'm standing here. I'm preaching the Word of God. I could have gone to see doctors, and doctors are there for the purpose to help you get to a place where things are better. But I chose the great physician, Jesus. It works. When the storms of life come and you're built on the foundation of the Word, listen to me, you may lose a shingle. You may lose a shutter. You may lose a tree. You may lose a brick on your chimney. But when you look next door and see there's nothing left. How many of you know that tornadoes are indiscriminate? They'll level one house, hop over another one, and take out the whole block. When the tornado passes by, there's one house standing. Nobody can understand that. But spiritually speaking, I can understand because of what we say and what we do, listen to me, that we'll remain standing after every single attack that the enemy brings your way and my way.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.